Now tomorrow is the yahrzeit of my shviger. I'd like to also be l'ilui nishmas Pesach Rav Chaim HaKohen. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Ki sisa es roish b'nei Yisrael of kudeihem. When you take a census of the heads of the b'nei Yisrael according to their numbers, v'nosnu ish kofer nafshei l'Hashem, they should give a kapara, an atonement to Hashem, b'fkoyde someone counting them. V'lo yiyya b'hem negef. So there won't be a plague amongst them, b'fkoyde some when counting them. The Balaturim says that the word v'nosnu is read the same way forwards and backwards. V'nosnu, it's called a palindrome in English. Backwards and forwards, it's read the same way. So Balaturim says this teaches us that when a person gives, it always comes back to him. He never loses by giving tzedakah. Person thinks he's giving, it gets back to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ways of giving it back to him. The Gra also speaks about this palindrome, that it can be read forwards and backwards. And the Gra quotes a Gemara in the Sechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Aleph. It says over there, Amr of Chizda Ledvisra, of Chizda told his wife, when an oni comes, step forward and give him bread, be magdim bread to him, in order that when our children, when they'll have to come on to others, they will step forward to give to our children. So she said, you're giving us a klala that our children should have to come on to others? She said, it's a galgal, it's a wheel of fortune that goes round and round, and eventually poverty hits everybody. Today it's somebody else, tomorrow it'll be our mishpacha. So step forward to give, so that people will step forward to give to our descendants. So zok the Gra, the word v'nosnu, the trop is kadma v'azla. V'nosnu, kadma v'azla. Step forward with the v'nosnu when you give to others, so that others will be azla v'kadma, they will step forward to give to our children when it's negeya. I saw one of the svarim that the word rachem, rachmonis, and somebody else, compassion for somebody else, rachem is the gematria of resh mem ches. The amount of evorim in a person, 248 evorim, limbs in a person. Tzedakah guards over the evorim of a person. Tzedakah tatzal mimaves. Tzedakah guards over the evorim. Also, it's the words of rechem, giving birth to, because giving tzedakah gives birth to Yeshuas. First of all, it gives birth to Yeshuas for others, but it gives birth to Yeshuas for the person himself. It's also the same letters as machar. Hayom la'asoysam machar l'kabel scharam. The schar for giving tzedakah is a gevaldige schar l'asid lovay. We will be tremendously bezoiche because of the tzedakah that we give today. Me'idr gisa, it also is the same letters as chamor. Chamor is the essence of physicality. A chamor, a donkey, is the most physical of animals, and it also has no sense of achrayus or no feelings for others. So if a person does not have rachmanis, he is bem as a chamor, and also it spells the word cheirim. He cannot come in the vicinity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate of chesed, and one that's not willing to do chesed with others, he's begetter of chamor and begetter of cheir. I saw one of the mefarshim asks a question. Rashi says over here, ki sisa es roish b'nei Yisrael of kudehem. So Rashi says, ki shetach boitz lekabel schum inyonam. When you're going to want to get the total of their account, lodas kamahem, to know how much they are, al timneim la gulgoylas, do not count them by their heads. El yitnu kolechad maxis ha-shekel. Everybody should give maxis ha-shekel, v'simnes ha-shkolim, v'seida minyonim. There's an inyan of ayin hara. When you count people 1, 2, by their heads, there's an inyan of an ayin hara. V'lo yiyah bem negev, Rashi says. There shouldn't be an ayin hara. So, you see from Rashi that you count them, l'fi, you count the maxis ha-shekels that they give. Yet Rashi later on Pasuk Yud Gimel, Zeh Yitnu, Kol Ha'Oivar Al HaPikudim, Machtes Hashekel b'Shekel HaKayis. Zok Rashi. What does it mean, Ha'over HaLapikudim? Derech HaMoinim, the way of counting is Ma'virin as HaNimnin Ze'achar Ze'. The person that counts, the people go by one after the other. The chen kol hashayaver tachas hashoved, you find by Meiser, the animals used to pass through, and he put the mark on every tenth animal. So Rashi's mashma is zayitnu kol ha'over al hapikudim, that they did pass by. So like, it seems like it's a steer in Rashi. Right, first it says they counted the shkolim, and now it says zayitnu kol ha'over al hapikudim. So I saw in the Sefer Gan Rava, B'shem the Pnei Arya Zuta, he wants to say a chiddush, that both things were done. Be'etzem, they were counted one by one as they passed by. But the Torah is telling us that in order that an Ayin Hara shouldn't be shaila when you do it, so beforehand you should give matzahs a shekel and they'll count that. And later on they will pass by personally. What's the mile of passing by personally? That he doesn't say. But I think that the pshat is that the Mepharshim speak out the Indian of counting a person when he passes by gives him a sense of chashivas, you matter. If it's just, you know, that you put a machtes hashekel into a box, you don't get any sense of chashivas. But if you're passing by the one that counts, and it's also loshen kisisa esreish b'nei Yisrael, you lift up the heads of the b'nei Yisrael, you matter, you count. So they did both. The only thing is that from Rashi, it's not mashma like that. Because Rashi says, "Kishetachpoich lekabel schum minyonon lo das kamen al timnein lagul gailas." It's mashma from Rashi, but cloud there was no counting lagul gailas. So I was thinking maybe a little bit differently. It could be that Enochinami, there was no counting lagul gailas. It was only the machtes hashekel. But just putting a shekel in, machtes hashekel into a box, is a very impersonal thing. You don't feel a special yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that, the Torah promises us, Zeh yitnu kolayra ala pikudim, that means by giving, you will have that kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if you passed by and you were counted personally. You know, Davidu vasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seichom, that the Shekhinah didn't just rest in the building, it rested within every single person. So that kesher that you would find by going by personally, by giving the machtes hashekel, the Torah promises us, it would be as if you were over al hapikudim, and you'll feel that special sense of chashivus in front of HaKadosh Baruch. On the pasuk ze yitnu, kova over al hapikudim, machtes hashekel v'shekel hakodesh, Rashi says, ze yitnu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shod Moshe Rabbeinu omadeya of Eish. And the weight was machtes hashekel. He showed him the exact size in Madeya Shalesh, a coin of fire. And he said, this is what it looks like, the coin that you should give. So the Mepharshim tells us, like, what was so special here that he had to show him Madeya Shalesh. Different Shotim are said. So brought down the shame to say for Pnei Meir that if you light a candle, one candle to the next, you don't lose anything from the first flame. It just lights the next candle. And this one maintains its same flame. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you give me a donation, or you give a donation to Tzedakah, your candle remains the same, you don't lose anything. See, showed him a Madeya Shel Eish, that just like the Eish does not get smaller, it remains the same on your angle, so too when you give, you're never going to lose because of it. I also wrote down the Shemer of Nachman of Breslev. He says that a fire has very creative aspects about it. It could light up a house, it could warm up a house, it's used for cooking, but at the same time a fire could be very destructive. It could be mazik in a very, very difficult way, and it could be mamash destroy, you know, houses and chas v'shol. Says the Torah is telling us over here a madbeah is like Eish. A madbeah could be a very valuable thing for you. You give tzedakah, you help out other people. You can mamash put people on their feet. Me'idav gisa, if you don't know the right use of a madbeah can be very destructive. Person's money gets to his head, he starts spending it on cold tayvus olam hazeh. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a madbeah shel eish, just like the eish could be very constructive, and lehepachas v'shalom could be destructive. So too the madbeah, it can be used either way, and you have to know how to use it right. once saw another pshat for shame to tzav seif. That is, person lachamei v'esem shana can come to Eilam Haba. They'll see petlach mitzvahs mamish that are attributed to him. When did I do these mitzvahs? What shaykes to me? I don't remember. I'll tell him. Remember, he once gave tzedakah to an ani. That enabled him to continue to support his family. That ani was able to do mitzvahs, and he was mechanech his kids to do mitzvahs, and so on. There's a whole chain of events that happened because of the tzedakah that you gave. All of those mitzvahs are attributed to you. Fellow gives a donation to a yeshiva, and because of that, Talmud Torah, Talmidim, Talmidim continue to flourish. All those are associated, you know, with the person that originally gave tzedakah. That's the way a fire works. A fire, not only doesn't it get smaller, it gets bigger and bigger as it travels. And it consumes many different things in the fire. It gets bigger. So too, one small donation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu attributes everything that led to. So the little donation becomes a big donation where many mitzvahs are attributed to you. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a Matbeya Shalesh. That's, I think, I once saw it B'Shem D'Ksav Sefer. Fa'ani and I, Hineno Sati, Itoi, together with Bitzalel, I have placed as Oholio Ven Achisoma Lamate Don. Ubelev Kol Chacham Leiv, and in the heart of every wise of the heart, Nosati Chochma. Va'osu es Kol Hashem Tzivisicho, and they will do everything that I commanded you to do. As the Gemara Masechta Tes Brachos, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, Rav Yochanan said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chochma to someone that has Chochma in his heart. How do I know that? It says a pasuk in Daniel. Yoav Chochmoso Lechakimen. He gives Chochma to the wise. Umindo Liyoidei Bina. And Das to those that have understanding. As I said, Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted a pasuk in Daniel. He gives Chochma to the Chachonim. So if Tachliva Bar Marove heard this, he said to Rav Avoh, you learn it from there, I learned it from this week's parasha, from this pasuk. Uvelev kol chacham lev nosati chachma. Who do I give chachma to? To someone that's already a chacham lev. So the Mepharshim asked the question, but where did the original chachma come from to this chacham lev? If we know that chachma stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he only gives chachma to the chacham lev, so where did this chacham lev get his first chachma from? It's various pratim that are said, but now I just saw the Sefer Likutei Yehuda brings from the Imre Yemes that every yid has a natural spark of chachma that was handed down to him from the Avos HaKadoshim. The Avos HaKadoshim, they were so molei chachma, and they were so ingrained with chachma in their genes that it genetically given down over to all of their children and all their descendants. Our tafkid is to guard that little spark of chachma, that it doesn't get ruined by the hashba around us, by the different influences that could extinguish that spark. But the chacham leiv is one that yarshin this from the Avos HaKadoshim, and he's shomer on it, that it shouldn't get extinguished. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yoyev chachma lachakim. Those that maintain that chachma within, they don't allow that little flame to get extinguished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special siyat to the Shmaya that they get chachma. I once saw that one of the Svarim brings down Baruch Ato Hashem Magen Avraham. What is the Magen Avraham? Hashem guards that spark of Avraham Avinu within us. That first day, so we have to do our utmost to guard it ourselves. But Hashem gives a special siyat to the Shmaya. He is the shield of Avraham, that the tzura that Avraham Avinu pairs down to his children should remain whole within us. Shomer B'nai Yisrael says Shabbos. The B'nai Yisrael, they kept the Shabbos. Lasei says Shabbos l'day reisam bris olam. B'nai Yuvain B'nai Yisrael, between me and the B'nai Yisrael, ois hi li'olam, it is a sign forever. So the Zohar Chodosh brings down Shomer B'nai Yisrael says Shabbos. Lasei says Shabbos l'day reisam for their generations. Al tikri doyrei sam elo ledira sam. It shouldn't merely be read for their generations, it should be read for their dwelling places. What's the pshat? So the Chedushi Arim explains, Shabbos is not just another day of the week where you happen to do different things. You know, the food is different, we get dressed up in different clothing, the tefillos are somewhat different. He says, no, that's not good enough. Shabbos has to be like you're entering a totally different dira. You're entering a totally different realm. It's an oilam b'fnei asmai. That's what it says, v'sham b'nei Yisrael says Shabbos, l'asei says Shabbos, al tikri l'dayre sam, al l'dira sam. It has to be a special dira. Has to be a special realm where it's not just things are different, you're in a totally different environment, in a totally different world. I don't know if I ever mentioned this, Maisa. There was a Rav in Bnei Brak, his name was Hagaon Rav Yosef Halpern, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He said over a Maisa that before the war, he was once staying over at a resort area, and he was staying at a little inn that was owned by a simple Yid. And he noticed that when this fellow went to the mikveh, came out of the mikveh, he looked totally different. He grew, Imamish had a totally different tzura. And then after Shabbos, he went back to looking the way he did before Shabbos. He thought, maybe he's imagining, whatever. Came the next Shabbos, he saw it again. Imamish, he chafed his spilus. He was amazed. So he asks the seer, he says, tell me, I noticed that after Shabbos, you look like a different person. Well, what happened? So he said, in my younger years, I was a seicher of animals, oxen, cows. I used to carry around a lot of money with me. And one Shabbos, I stayed over at the home of Rav Chaim of Chernivitz, the Ber Maim Chaim, who was Yadua. He used to grow a head taller when he came out of the mikveh for Shabbos. He used to grow a head taller after Shabbos. I stayed over by his house. And I had a lot of money. And I asked him, could he wash the money for me? So he says, put it in the safe. The door's open. They'll put it in, and I'll close it in. Says, but it's open. I'll take care. Apparently, Rav Chaim was arayin gittun and preparing for Shabbos, you know, and he totally forgot about it. I came by Tzari Shabbos, and this fellow goes to look. Money was stolen. Safe was never closed, and the money was stolen. He told Rav Chaim about it. Rav Chaim, he fainted from tzar, that he was a guy, he was a pesheya. He was a guy, and the guy should lose a belt of money. So the fellow was telling Rav Chaim, he's trying to bring him back to Samoichel B'Leib Sholim, I have no tainas whatsoever, Samoichel B'Leib Sholim. Rav Chaim didn't have the money to pay him back. So he says, I give you a bracha that you should have the same hanor from Shabbos that I have. That's the bracha that he got from Rav Chaim of Chernivitz, and sure enough, Hagami was nowhere near the Madrega, but every Shabbos he looked, he felt that special hachnosa of the Neshama Yisera, he was able to feel it. He was able to feel that l'dirosam. Or Chaim HaKadosh says a Dover Nifla, Bein Yuvein B'nei Yisrael, Ois Hili Oilam, Zot Or Chaim HaKadosh Bein Yuvein B'nei Yisrael, Ein Zor Itonu B'Oilam Halos. There is no stranger amongst us in that world. In the world of Shabbos, nobody else is there besides us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ulai shegam ha-malochim lo yeshvu b'mesiba yisenu. Even the malochim cannot sit in our mesiba ba'olam zeh, in this world of Shabbos, because it's higher in the olam ha-malochim. So similarly, it says that Bilam said, ko'eisei yomer li Yaakov li Yisrael, ma po'al keil. Chazal says a medrash in medrash Rabbah in Parshas Bolok that lo sedlovei the malachim are going to ask Klal Yisrael that are close to Hashem, what's Hashem doing right now? We're going to be in the mechitza of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the malachim will be standing outside asking us what's going on over there. He says Shabbos is me'ain that. Shabbos is me'ain olam haba. Bein yovein b'nei Yisrael, and even the malachim can't be there. I wanted a taina, and later on somebody told me one of the svarim says it. That's why we tell them malachim tzeischam l'shalom malachei hashalom. What's the pshat? He tell them first give us brachis shalom aleichem v'yachem l'shalom baruchuni l'shalom. Okay, bye bye. You know what's the pshat? So this is very good because we're telling them Taki gave us the brachis over now. This is the mesiba of Shabbos. And this is not your world, so you have to leave. Tzeischam l'shalom malachei hashalom. So you stay in our Chaim HaKadosh. Vayiten al Moshe kechaloisei ledaber itay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe when he finished speaking with him by Sinai, Shnei Luchos Ha'edus, the two Luchos of the testimony, Luchos Evan, the Luchos, the tablets of stone, Ksuvin Be'ezba Elokim, written with the finger of Hashem. So Rabbi Elazar says, Gemara in Erev and Daf Nedalad Amid Aleph, Amar Rabbi Elazar, what does it mean when it says Luchos Evan? Im Adam Mesim Es Lechiyav Ke Evan Zu, if a person makes his cheeks like this stone, She'ena Nimchis, that never gets worn out, a stone does not get worn out, Talmudei Meskai, and his learning will remain with him forever. Be other. If a fellow is not willing to make his cheeks like an Evan, so ain't Talmudei Meskai, and be other. So Rashi explains over there, what does that mean? A stone, people step on it, it doesn't get worn out. So too, if a person constantly moves his mouth to always chazer over Torah, so then his Torah will remain with him. The secret of having the Torah part of you is you have to constantly chazer. It doesn't remain by itself. That's the way Rashi learns. But the Maral in the Sivas Oilam says a different shot. A stone is hard and it never changes. That means when a person has a kriyas in Torah, he may not change it for anything else. He can't answer the cell phone. He can't be busy with some other distraction. A Seder HaLimud has to be the Seder HaLimud, like stone that doesn't budge. A Seder HaLimud has to be a Seder HaLimud, without any compromises, totally immersed in learning, even if it's a small Seder HaLimud. But in that small Seder HaLimud, if you don't budge, if you're totally into it, that's a gevaldige koyach in Torah. So Reuven Grozovsky says, you see from this Maral, it's Yitochen, that two people could have Zdorim in learning, one could be learning more hours, but the other one that learns without compromising for anything else, without having any distractions, says that person's on a higher madrega of learning, and his learning could be more pure and penetrate him more than the fellow that's willing to be distracted. I don't know if I ever said over this maisa. Somebody with the maisa happened and tells the yeshiva. There was a yid, I'll even say his name. His name was Rabbi Ruchem Benzinger, Shlita, massive Talmud Chacham. He's a rav in Florida. So he had a Seder HaLimud that he learned with Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotskin, who later became Rosh Hashiva in Telz. And they had a Seder Mamish. They used to learn and plug away. This Rabbi Yurcham had an artificial leg that he had an accident once. He had an artificial leg that needed, had to be adjusted by a doctor from time to time. The doctor was not far, about 10 minutes away from the yeshiva. It was a storefront window. He walked in, and he goes in, and he sees there's a few people ahead of him in the waiting room. He didn't want to miss his seder, Rabbi Yitzchak B'Shemayf, and that was Yarev Bal Yaver. So he asked the secretary, my thing is a 2-minute thing, can I go in ahead so that I can make my appointment? He said, sure, go in. He goes into the doctor, he sits down. No sooner had he sat down, there was a gigantic crash. A car had veered off the street, slammed straight into the storefront window, into the waiting room, and killed the two patients that were there. So his being insistent on not missing that Seder, it saved his life. I remember I came to second Seder. I was a Rebbe already, so I came a little bit late to second Seder. The whole way of them was tumbling about. He was sitting and learning with Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotskin. He was sitting and learning, and the Olam was tumbling about it. Then after Seder, he went over to Rav Chaim, the Rosh Yeshiva. He told him what happened. He was totally immersed in learning mamish, like nothing happened. You know, that's pshat, that you have to be like an Evan, nothing. I mean, such a maisa, you know, I think I'd be shaken up. He's a rangatan of learning, so, and that goofer saved his life. Later on, he told, you know, he spoke about it. Remember the Maisa Shehoi. The Pasuk says, by the Chet of the Egel, I might have mentioned this once before, but I think it's very apropos for what's going on right now. Leich reid kishiches amcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go down, because your nation has caused destruction. Soru maher min haderech. They have descended quickly from the way. So Chaim Shmulevitz asks a question. We know that the Yetzer Hara does not work very quickly with a person. Chazal say, Hayoim, Oim, La say, Kach. Eh, do a little bit. That's a terrible, that's a bit. Machar, Oim, La say, Kach. Compromise just a little bit more. He doesn't do big things at a time. Step by step by step by step, methodically, until after a short while you find yourself. That's the way the Yetzirah works. So how's a shaykh over here? Soru Maher min Haderach, just like that, they went quickly off the way. And you're talking about Bahamat and Torah. They just had been Makabal the Torah. And now it's a Soru Maher min Haderach. What's the pshat? 40 days later, they can go me Igor Rama, Lebira Mikta. How did that happen? Zogru Chaim Shmulevitz. Bamedvarim Amurim, that the Yetzirah works little by little, very, very slowly. If a person is well balanced on his 2 feet, and he's living a regular life. So then, Satan knows he's not going to be able to get you to do a big affair. It's not shy. So little by little, he gets you to compromise. But if a person is in turmoil, if a person is in panic, and if a person loses himself, that's when the Yetzirah knows, this is my kayach. He saw that the Bnei Yisrael got very jittery. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? He didn't come. You know, we're dependent on Moshe. What's going to be? What up? Oh, they're getting a bit of tumult. So what did he do? Made a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu, his bed, and Malachim were carrying it. He made it dark. He started making a ganzer matziv. And that's when the Bnei Yisrael fell into total turmoil. And then the Shaykh Soru Maher Min Haderach. So the Lima Zot Ruchaim is that a person can never fall into a panic. A person should never lose himself. A person's a Tzelem Aleikim. A person has to have bitachon. Hashem is watching over him. And never to fall into a matzav of total despair. That's the worst thing, because a person can do the craziest things. What's going on in the last few days, people have lost their minds. They have, the world has totally lost its mind. You know, and doctors say this, and you're the experts saying this, and garnished, totally mamish meshugge. You know, it's a panic shame, kamayu. It's an unreasonable panic. Of course, people have to be careful, you know, washing hands. No question about it. And those people that are susceptible, Takya, to illness have to be careful. But such a panic that they're closing down cities. They're talking about here closing down the schools. In Cleveland, they've already closed down the schools. I know I spoke to my daughter in Chicago. It's half of a fellow is going on. A Yid is a Tzelem Aleikim, and a Tzelem Aleikim, he knows Hashem is watching over him. Tzelem Aleikim is not afraid. I'll finish off with a Pella de Gemaisa. We davened in the shul of a Yid when I was a Bacher. Yitzchok Yoel Rabinu was the man of Stritcher Rebbe, Zeichet Tzadik Lebracha. Very, very choshev a Yid. Chernobyl Einikl. Very choshev a Yid. So he once, in his old shul, there was an elderly Yid that looked like he wasn't feeling well. So it was on Shabbos. The Rebbe said, you have to go home. You shouldn't be here. You have to go down and lay in bed. He's not going to let him go home by himself. So the Rebbe went and he escorted him to his house. And the Rebbe's son came along with to escort his father. Many they stopped in the street just to let him rest a little bit. And all of a sudden, they're surrounded by a band of hooligans, a band of shkotzim. So one of the shkotzim, a big brute, he puts his hand out to the Rebbe, you know, he starts pulling his beard. The Rebbe wound out, pow, gave him a patch across the thing, the guys ran for their life. His son, Rabbi Dalia Aaron, says, Todd, what do you do? He's got his big bulvanas. How do you do that? So he says, the Tzelem Elikim is not afraid. Is it Tzelem Elikim? Nothing to be afraid of. Somebody that really believes it. He says, Hashem takes care. And then that's what we have to believe at this moment. Careful, 100%. You know, precautions, 100%. Oh, but to go meshugge, to totally lose ourselves, you know, that only, panic only brings crazy decisions and it only causes destruction. That's the sorrow of Marim and Aderach. My Hashem should help us in all my life. I never saw such a thing. Halavai, maybe is bringing, you know, I told my wife today, maybe. It's like Esther, when Haman feared Mordechai, so Esther had all the stores closed, everybody was in the street to watch the spectacle. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was closing everything down, that when the Melech HaMashiach comes, everybody should No sports. A miracle without sports in the history. No spring training anymore. No opening day. The college basketball end up, or whatever it's called.
Broadway closed.
Things is closed. Maybe it's time for that spectacle. You know, Hashem's bringing Mashiach. He wants everybody to see. He's like in the car. If I couldn't shout, everybody.